Let me just focus in on this quote pulled from the article from Dr. Ramya Raman, and she apparently works down at Armidale Sky Medicine somewhere. I'll probably get to that from the article. We spend time in the hospital, then we specialise in general practice for 4 years, so that's nearly 15 years of study and training, and that component needs to be considered. The expertise and training needs to be respected. Dr. Ramya Raman, no, it does not. The expertise and training do not need to be respected. You benighted, sad and sorry excuse for a medical professional, and I'm sorry I've had to say that, because you might have done some really great things, be doing some great things, and do some great things in the future. But you're benighted in this respect. The training and expertise don't need to be respected. The outcomes need to be respected. How much healthier are the people treated by your medical protocols that you've signed on to and are possibly brainwashed into? How much better off are they? I would put to you that Australia will be in the same camp as the USA and Britain, but USA, most money ever per capita and so on, probably per capita in the USA, but huge and vast sums of money spent on healthcare, so-called, from the drugs provided to people through to all manner of therapies in general practitioners' offices through to hospitals, etc., etc., and these great big radiation machines and surgery to cut cancerous parts of the body out and this, that, and the other, and you name it, chemotherapy, etc., where the USA, and I'm assuming Australia, it appears to me, we're the unhealthiest we have ever been. There's never been an unhealthier generation than our current generations, USA, Britain, Australia. And untold billions and billions of dollars are being poured into this industry every single year. So that, Dr. Ramya Raman, is a part of what you're in and facilitating, etc. And you're there saying the expertise and training needs to be respected. no, it doesn't. The outcomes, the results need to be respected. And frankly, apart from when you're setting bones, apart from when you're saving someone in a traumatic emergency department situation, etc., has been a car accident, whatever, in those limited situations, and that training and expertise does need to be respected when you get a person through that emergency, that critical life and death situation, and they come out alive and improving on the other side. Apart from those kind of situations, no, it's not to be respected, because we have the worst health that we've ever had, the worst health. And we're some of your own colleagues who have seen the light, very few in Australia, who dare to stand up, I'll take one example, Dr. William Bay, but there's others, who dare to stand up and say, hey, we should be able to prescribe other substances like e.g. ivermectin, like hydroxychloroquine, and many, many others that I can't, vitamin D, we should be able to encourage, and you're in an organisation that is under the thumb of APRA, Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Authority, or whatever it is, who has kicked several doctors out of their practices, deregistered them, for recommending anything but the synthetic protocols. So, your expertise and training does not need to be respected. Your outcomes do, and your outcomes, apart from those exceptions, are not deserving of respect. Not at all. So get connected to reality and realise what a sham you are a part of.